Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
A young gentleman who had a desire to build wealth asked me a question recently: how does perceptions have an impact on your wealth building? And it was a great question, and something that other people who were there at the time he asked the question were tuned into, because obviously people want to usually have more wealth in their life. And just know that your perceptions determine the opportunities you see in life. And your perceptions are dictated by your values. And if you have a very high value on wealth building, you will filter out of your reality opportunities to build it. You will make decisions accordingly, because you'll buy assets instead of liabilities, so you can move forward and have money working for you instead of you working for it. And you'll be patient, because anything that's high in your values, you have longer patience, longer space and time horizons. You have more patience to allow the compounding of the money that you do save and invest to work for you. So your wealth is definitely based on your value system and the perceptions that it governs. The hierarchy of your values dictates how you perceive, decide, and act. So you will perceive opportunities to take advantage and synchronicities in your life if you have a high value on wealth building. I have had the opportunity to go and do value determination processes for 47 years almost, on thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Some extremely fortunate. I've done it on many billionaires, all the way down to people that are just struggling, and some survival, some literally in extreme poverty. And there's definitely a difference in the way people have their values and what they value, and determines how their wealth building. I even go as far as saying that if you don't have wealth building in the top four values, financial independence is very improbable, because you have a higher value on other things. You know, if you have a higher value on immediate gratification and consumables and toys and things that go down in value when you buy it, you're not going to probably save and invest money to where it works for you to build wealth. But if you have a value on something that's valuable and an asset that goes up in value that puts money in your pocket, then you'll have money working for you, and you won't be its slave. And as a result of it, you will perceive your environment according to your values. Whatever your hierarchy of values is going to determine how you filter it. Your pulvinar nuclei and the thalamus, which is a relay station from your sensory input going up into the cortical awareness, literally filters and gates information going into the cortex for your awareness according to what you value. So if you do not have a value on wealth building, you will not see all the opportunities to do it, and you will not decide and act accordingly. But if you have a very low value on wealth building, you have a higher value on spending your money on whatever else. I mean, you know, some people have a high value on going out and eating. I've actually met a gentleman that spent nearly $1,000 a day on food. And he was sometimes was behind on his taxes and didn't pay his bills, but boy, he could spend $1,000 on food. And that was his value system, bit of a glutton, in my perspective anyway. And I've also met people that are very much travelers, and they'd spend all their money on travel. And other people do it on fitness, and other people do it on education and retreats or things. And I've seen people also put it into their spiritual quest. I mean, I'm not judging any of them. Whatever set of values you have, it's the hierarchy of your values dictates how you spend your money and what you're going to do with it. So if you do not have a value on wealth building, you will not perceive the opportunities, you will not decide and take actions according to that which brings you your wealth. So your perceptions have an impact on your wealth building, and that's dictated by your value structure. And so if you change your perceptions, let me give an example. If a person is, I had a lovely lady this weekend, in fact, at the Breakthrough Experience, who said to me, I'm now turning 53. I'm now 53, and all of a sudden I woke up and realized, who's going to take care of me if I'm having difficulty working? Because I had a little bit of a setback a week ago with an illness, and I go, I can't work, and it's affecting my finances. What happens if I can't work? And as a result of it, she associated pain with the behavior she's had with wealth building so far, and started to think that maybe it'd be wiser to make sure that she's either earning more and saving and investing more. But she had some pain associated with spending the money on how she's doing it, and she's starting to see the pleasures now of doing something to put money away so it start to compound and work for her for her future. And she had a shift at 53 years old, started having a shift in her perspective and perceptions about life, and therefore changing her value structure. Now she's putting a higher value on wanting to build her wealth. So during the program over the weekend, she asked me a whole lot of questions about wealth building. She never did that, she said. 5 years ago, she would never ask those questions. They were not on her radar. So your ratios of perceptions and how you filter life is based on your values, and your values can change, your perceptions change, and therefore as you change your perceptions, you change how you see the world and what you act on and what you decide and everything. So your perceptions are dictating your financial destiny. Change your perceptions, change your values, you change your wealth. I didn't have any really savvy understanding about wealth building until I hit 27. I lived in kind of a fantasy, esoteric idea of prosperity. It will all be taken care of. Da, da, da. When you're young, it's easy to do that. But somebody came in my office and grounded me and asked me really grounding questions to make me realize the fantasy and delusions I was about how wealth was going to happen some miracle way, and got me grounded and made me go and study and understand. And my perceptions about what it took to build wealth and my perceptions of myself all shifted. My values shifted, and I started on a journey of wealth building and became financially independent because of it. So you can do the same. You can build wealth in your life if you change your hierarchy of values, change your perceptions, which change your decisions and actions. Just wanted to let you know that you have the capacity to do it. Doesn't matter what you've been through, what you're going through, what age you are, you can change that. And that's why I do in the Breakthrough Experience, show people how to do that and give them the questions to ask and the actions to take. And it's not really rocket science. So you can change your perceptions and change the direction of your wealth building if you really like to. Just know you have the power to do that.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.